Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. A chapter on feeding people. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that they feed the destitute and the orphan and the capture due to their love for Allah Ta'ala. Another place Allah Ta'ala mentions, the believers will ask the inmates of hell, what has caused you to enter hellfire? They will say, we were not of those who performed salah and we never used to feed the destitute. So feeding people is an action that Allah Ta'ala greatly appreciates. The captives referred to in the first verse are the non-Muslim captives of the Battle of Badr. The Muslims fed them as well. And Allah Ta'ala mentioned it in the Quran al-Majid. Commenting on this, Qatada rahimahullah states, when Allah Ta'ala commanded that the non-Muslim captives be fed, then what would be the recompense for feeding one's own Muslim brothers? Generously feeding people is a hallmark of the people of Jannah. The second verse quoted above describes dialogue that will take place in the hereafter between the inmates of Jannah and Jahannam. The people of Jahannam will explicitly mention that failing to feed the destitute was the traits of the inmates. Failing to feed the destitute was the cause of their entry into the fire. May Allah Ta'ala entrench the traits of the inmates of Jannah in our hearts and save us from the plight of the wretched souls. Simple actions that necessitate entry into paradise. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, make salam common, feed people and perform salah when everybody is asleep, you will enter Jannah with ease. The fruits of Jannah, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever feeds a Muslim in his hunger, Allah ta'ala will feed him from the fruits of Jannah. And whoever quenches the thirst of a Muslim, Allah ta'ala will grant him the pure drinks of paradise. May Allah ta'ala make us from amongst us, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.